Welcome to Mission in 5, the podcast where we ask a handful of questions to ministry practitioners to learn more about who they are and where they see God moving in their community. I am your host, Greg Mamula. Now, we have an exciting set of episodes coming up for the spring of 2024. Instead of interviewing individuals, I would like to invite you to journey with our American Baptist Churches of Nebraska's Lenten series titled Facing Jerusalem. Each week, we will introduce you to a few American Baptist pastors from our region to discuss a biblical text from the Gospel of Luke as we journey together with Jesus from Samaria to Galilee to Jerusalem. We will walk together through Holy Week, the Crucifixion, Doubting Sunday, and into the hope of Resurrection Sunday and the appearances after. We will read through the passages of Scripture for the upcoming Sunday and discuss the insights gained by reading, praying, and studying together. We will also share ideas on how we might preach this text to our local churches. Be sure to check out the show notes for links for our shared reading plan and resources to help you plan your way through the Lenten season. Now, every week through my work with the Churches Helping Churches, I am always amazed at the many and varied ways that God works in our individual communities and when multiple churches network together for mission and ministry. That conversation has always been the purpose of this podcast. Our hope for this special series is to see how we might continue to share in our mission and ministry together as we participate in God's mission in Nebraska, across the country, and around the world. For the next several weeks, we're going to be focusing on a Lenten preaching series that some of our pastors are doing across our region. They're sharing and reading the same texts and preaching on them. Some of the pastors will even go to each other's churches and a pulpit swap in order to preach these texts together. And the goal is to bring unity to our congregations and bring fellowship to our pastors. I'm joined today with several pastors from across our region, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, so I'm Blake Wilkes out of Arthur, Nebraska, from Arthur Baptist Church, as well as I am one of the associate ministers with ABC Nebraska.
I'm Scott Jones, United Faith Community Church. Glad to be here.
And hi, my name is Joy Martinez Marshall. I serve as a pastor of First Baptist Church of Lincoln and as one of the associate regional ministers. And I'm excited to get to do this lectionary Lenten series together.
Very good. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. Our first text today is Luke 51 through 62. We're going to do an exercise called Dwelling in the Word or Lectio Divina, where we're going to read the text aloud, and we invite you to listen to the reading of the text and look for words, phrases, or ideas that jump out to you. When the reading is done, you can even feel free to pause the podcast for a few minutes, take your own personal notes as you listen to what God is saying to you as you hear or read the text alongside us. And then we'll jump into some of our ideas. What did we hear and see along the way as we studied this text together? So Joy, would you introduce us with a prayer of reflection? And then Scott Jones will read the text for us.
Wonderful. Well, this prayer is entitled, Help Me Listen, if you'd pray with me. Oh, Holy One, I hear and say so many words, yet yours is the word I need. Speak now and help me to listen. And if what I hear is silence, let it quiet me. Let it disturb me. Let it touch my need. Let it break my pride. Let it shrink my certainties. Let it enlarge my wonder. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
From Luke 9:51 through 62. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely sent out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went into another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
All right, so let's hear a little bit about how we got together and discussed this text previously. And these were some of the ideas that jumped out to us. So Pastor Blake from Arthur, would you kind of share some of the things that you felt like was really important about this text?
Yeah, so it's interesting that here rejection, we see the sons of thunder coming out and wanting to call down fire. And just earlier in this chapter, we saw the transfiguration in verses 28 through, in verse 28. Where they saw Elijah and Moses and Jesus and the transfiguration. And so here we see them jumping to Elijah, right, and calling back to what happened, the story where he called down fire. And then there's people that died. And it was this very act that happened, and so they're pulling at this attribute that happened. But what we see with Jesus, I'm also hearkening back to, is this idea of, you know, in First Kings, story of where did Elijah experience God? It wasn't in the fire, it wasn't in the earthquake, it was in the still small voice. And again, Jesus came not for violence and conquering, but for peace, like he announced, or like what it was announced to the shepherds when he was born, you know, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And then we're going to see that played out later on as he sends them back to the Samaritans. So, but it's just interesting. They want to put at the identities or attributes of God, this, the vengeance piece, because it's, they like, but Jesus is reordering their identity into him, into something different, into that deeper part.
Yeah, it's always kind of amazing how deeply connected all the stories of the Bible really are. And there's so much images and callbacks throughout the text. And so we get this Elijah image, we get this First Kings story tied into it. We've got the Sons of Thunder trying to summon that power, but Jesus saying, nope, it's not like that. It's something different. Pastor Scott, what was one of the things that you noticed in this text?
Yeah, right away in this passage in verse 51 stood out to me, and it says this: as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resentfully sent out for Jerusalem. This sentence really stood out to me because Jesus kind of knew he had to go to Jerusalem. He was determined. He's kind of set his face on Jerusalem. And as we think about in today's world, today's context, we all have our own agendas, have our own terms. And I love it how, because Jesus, he was fixed. He was, his eyes were determined. He knew that he had to go to Jerusalem. And it was ultimately in God's plan that he had to go. So that stood out.
What were some of the things that you saw there, Pastor Joy?
Yes, so I was really interested by Jesus's desire to go through Samaria and to not shy away from the Samaritan territory or the Samaritan people at that. And I like this idea that Jesus continued on even when the Samaritan village would not accept him to stay there. That he was still on this ministry of peace, setting his face and continuing to go. But there was a grace in there for not only the Samaritans, but also for the disciples in their rebuke, and how that fits certainly with the would-be followers. That even though we have all these excuses and we want to, as someone said during our conversation earlier, everyone wants to follow on their own terms. And that even this last verse, Jesus says, you know, looks back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God, but it's not a shutting of any door. It's this inclusion of not only the Jews, but the Gentiles that will come to fruition, you know, through, of course, Holy Week and Good Friday and Doubtful Saturday to the joy of resurrection. And that even on the road and on the way, that these people are met with grace and invited to be a part of it. And I really like that. I think that's an interesting thing for us to think about, that when we try to make people insiders and outsiders, that Jesus is still calling us to more, to be family, to reevaluate our social situations and what we think is kinship.
I've spoken a lot and read a lot about kinship and family and brothers and sisters. And so that's always a really exciting thing to see throughout the text. And I too kind of want to piggyback on all of those ideas in kind of a summary sort of way. This idea that rebuking is not the same as rejecting, because Jesus does resolutely set his face to Jerusalem. He's got a purpose, and the disciples, they're not quite getting what that purpose is. And so Jesus corrects them and says, you know, it's not about fire and brimstone, but he rebukes them. But the very next sentence is, then he and his disciples went to another village. So he doesn't reject them. He doesn't cast them outside of the community, but says, we do things a certain way here. And why don't you keep hanging out with me, follow me to these next places, and I'll demonstrate how we live out the kingdom as they continue to go through Samaria. And then in the following verses where these different people come to Jesus, and the first one proclaims, you know, from their perspective, you know, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus tells them, it's not what you think it's going to be. It's going to be hard work. We're going to be on the road a lot. Again, bringing up that theme of on the road. The next person is Jesus calls to them, hey, why don't you follow me? And he's got reasons to go back and bury his father. And it could be that his father's died, or and he has work to do, or it could be that his father was very young. And he wanted to wait until the father died and he inherited wealth and these kind of things, kind of like later in life, I will follow you. And Jesus is like, no, as you're going, proclaim the kingdom of God. And then still another says, I will follow you, but let me say goodbye to my family. And Jesus says, no, as you know, don't look back, because you'll make crooked lines. You know, you're not ready for the kingdom if you're still hanging on to these past identities. Because Jesus does go to great lengths to say that those who gather around him are a new kind of family. And so there's this commentary from Joel B. Green, the Gospel of Luke in the New International Commentary. And he says this on page 397, it is worth remembering that discipleship as Luke has presented it requires a reconstruction of the self within a new web of relationships. It is a transfer of allegiances and the embodiment of new dispositions and sensibilities. Such a conversion, a term yet not introduced in Jesus's ministry until chapter 10, but it does require a re-socialization of the new community being formed around Jesus. So again, we see this idea that Jesus is staying in Samaria. He is staying with his disciples. His way to Jerusalem will include going through a foreign land and inviting them to join them in the gospel journey and the kingdom of God. And I think this is a great way to begin the Lenten season, to know that as we reflect on sin, as we reflect on our shortcomings, we reflect on the need of salvation and forgiveness and mercy, that what we are invited into is into a community, into others, and that it's not all clean and smooth, and it's not always what we think it's going to be. There's going to be bumps along the way, and it's going to demand things of us that maybe we didn't know it was going to demand of us, as when we first said, Jesus, I want to follow you, right? So that's a little bit of what I saw and kind of how I summarized some of our conversation. Do any of you other pastors have any other quick insights here or things you'd like to share?
I think it would only be fitting that everyone this week listen to Willie Nelson's classic, On the Road Again, as we head towards Jerusalem together.
Very good. Well, thank you guys for taking time to be here. We will be presenting a new podcast episode every Tuesday afternoon leading up to the coming Sunday. So this is the one for February 18, Luke 9, verses 51 through 62. Next week, next Tuesday, we will be presenting the text of Luke 13, 22 through 30. Pastor Joy from First Baptist Lincoln, will you send us out with a benediction, please?
Yes, gladly. This benediction comes from Hugh Prather. If you would receive this benediction. I put my trust in you today. Lead me to your arms. Wash me in your light. Fill me with your quietness. Show me the irrelevancy of shadows, of discontentments and desires, of resentments and idle thoughts, of everything I think I made of myself apart from you, O God. Hold me and talk to me until I see myself as you have always seen me, until I know myself as you have known me forever, until I find myself where I have never left, bathed in your joy, secure in your love, O God, at home, at last, at one with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Mission in 5. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you will be notified every time we produce a new episode for this special Lenten series. Please take a moment to rate and review the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and share it with your friends and family and your larger social media network. Check out the show notes for information on our Lenten series, including all the texts from Luke, a few resources, and contact information for our guest pastors and their congregations. Feel free to support us by giving through Tithely on our abcnebraska.com website. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.